from you. So what is your definition of passion?
When somebody's going through something, you thinking that they are not going to pour out. I'm trying to uplift you, and you over here just throwing me up in the air. Like, what's going on here?
I get a feel off of uplifting other people. And I'm still like that.
I really be preaching to myself.
You definitely be a preacher. All of us be preaching. I love it.
Incredible, incredible day, family. Welcome to Your Perspective Matters, where I want to give you guys the understanding that your perspective actually matters. This platform was created to allow myself to be able to pour out and utilize my voice, but to also add on people onto the call every week, every day, so that way I can be able to create space for somebody else. And on today, we had a specific topic, but I kind of want to like mix things up, right? Because we was already talking just now and it was already getting spicy, right? And I kind of want to stay on that topic more so along the lines of the anointing. But before we really get into it, I just got to introduce my co-host. Co-host number one, Jazzy Jazz. Co-host number two, Terry and Parker. How are you guys feeling really quickly, right? Because we about to flow. So how are y'all feeling?
Best and highly favored, for sure. Because my last name is Favors and not for no reason.
Hey.
Favor ain't fair. Let them know, okay?
Yes.
Yes, I am blessed, happy, and grateful as always, and will forever be.
That part.
How are you doing
today? Yo, it's so I love that you asked that because I think I was talking to one of you. I can't remember who. One of y'all. But I was saying something that, like, today, no, I think it was Jazz. Today I wasn't really feeling 100%. Even though I made profit all day in trading, right? I'm up, like, I'm a couple $100, which is cool. And I was just in my zone, you know, but I just didn't feel like my incredible self. I was just focused or whatnot, but like after our brief, what we got, maybe about 15 minutes before this call, that really sparked something in me, because you guys mentioned that you guys get life or energy, you know, when you guys get to pour out into people. And I dedicate my life to this. Yes. Like, for all my podcasts.
Operation Hope.
Operation Hope. There it is. Help one person each day. Like, if I'm not doing that, if I am not helping somebody intentionally, this is not even, well, because I do it so much, it happens unintentionally. But for the most part, I'm intentional to want to do that. And I'm just so amped up. I don't want to talk too much because I want you guys to pour out. But I'm so amped up because I understand the power of anointing. Mm-hmm. Like I've, what was it? It was when I was in church, my pastor was, he was speaking to one of the lead singers. And he was getting her to understand the difference between talent and anointing. And she had a crazy amount of talent as a singer. But after, I want to say about a week of mentorship with him, in terms of really, like, I guess he was praying over her and they were just going into a lot of different spiritual things. Her growth as a singer, she's now singing across literally internationally. Like, she's going everywhere, but he was trying to get her to understand that your talent can't take you where your anointing can. You know what I mean? Your talent cannot take you where your anointing can. I love this because you guys share that same type of enjoyment with me, where we feed off of helping people. We feed off of feeding people, literally. you know? So just give me just a little bit of your perspective on your experience of understanding, or maybe at the beginning, you probably didn't know what anointing was, but now you know. Like, give me that transition from you didn't know to now you know what anointing was.
Okay, like when Jasmine was like, her last name is Favors for a reason, and I was like, favor ain't fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally the epitome of what it is, because like having that blessing, the anointing of anointing over your life, it literally puts you in places that can't nobody take you out of. Like, you had no man disrupted, even if they tried. Like, you're on a level to where it don't make sense. It ain't even, again, it's not fair. Like, nobody could and choose this for you. You might not have done all of the work, but some kind of way, all the pieces just fell together to make it a little bit easier for you to do it than somebody else to do it. And you got into that door, you got into that position to where you are able to help other people, or whatever the case may be, just because you had an anointing over your life. And really, it comes when you're able to, like you said, like, just release yourself and really allow yourself to be used. Like, okay, like, I know what I have, but if I mix what I have with what God got, yes, it's unstoppable. And it's really with, like, the impossible things that, like, God was like, with me, nothing is impossible. Like, man might not be able to do it. It's not physically possible, but spiritually, that's a whole nother realm that can't nobody even touch. Like, we can't see that. It's not seen. You can't hear it. It's just there. Like, you can feel it when it's there, but it's just like, you know, that's really my perspective on, like, how anointing is, like, different from just, you know, having regular whatever you got going on. Like, you might want to pay for something, you cannot buy anointing. Like, you wouldn't be able to put a price on it if you could, because it's just that it's just that deep.
That yes. Part. Talk to Jess.
Honestly, for me, my perspective on anointing for me in my life is the fact that I light up every room I walk into automatically. And I'm not saying that in a boastful way. I'm saying that in a blessed way. Because not everybody is able to come in a room full of people, or in a room with just one person, or in a room with just two people, and make them feel great about themselves, or make them feel comfortable, make them feel at home in a sense, or like they can be themselves. They don't have to portray like this perfect vendetta over them. They feel like they can be them. Usually when I talk to people, I almost always, if not always now, I mention God. And once I realized that I have more knowledge instilled in me than I thought I did when it comes to God and what he teaches us and how he teaches us things through the things we go through, I realized that I'm anointed because everything that I go through, I can turn that into a lesson or a quick little pick me up for somebody else that fast. Just like our first podcast that we had, I was able to penetrate both of y'all's souls with just one horrible experience for me, but an eye opener for both of y'all in your own way. That's nothing but God, because I'm able to, God gives me the right words to say, even if I don't know what to say. But when it's time to speak, it just flows every time. And it's like, anytime I open my mouth, my speech just flows better and better every time. And I know that that's just God right there touching my shoulder. Like, you got this, like, share, you know, share who I am, and everything will come easier to you. That's my perspective.
That's the one right there. Like, that testimony hit different. Like, you don't even be trying to give it to people, and you can't, Like, folks will literally just be like, do you know that you really like that? And I'm like, it ain't even me. It's God. I don't take no responsibility for none of that. Don't put that on me. It's God. And I'm going to tell you it's God. I'm going to let you know it's God, because I ain't. And then, like, you refer back to
reference, babe.
Right, because that's where it came from. And Ron, it's crazy that you said that, because Ron tried to tell me that, yeah, and I know that you're mature in your walk with Christ and this and other from how you're talking. I was like, oh, really? I thought I was a baby in Jesus, too. Like, what? It's like, it's really, like, it really, like, shocked me when you said that. I was like, bitch, who? What? Really?
It's because, no. So the what I see in literally both you guys is that I think I suffer from that too. Well, it's not that I suffer or we suffer from it, but it's more so like we kind of degrade our value, or we kind of degrade the power in who we are. So it's like, we'll be like, what? I'm silly as heck. Why am I, you know, this mature or, you know, at this level? Nah, I'm good. I'm at a low level. But I need you guys to know that there's people that strive to be at the level that you at. Like, somebody's praying, and I heard this before, excuse me, somebody's praying for your problems. Somebody's praying for your mistakes, because that's their specific blessing. They're probably a lot lower than where you're at. And the fact that you guys have a connection with God, the fact that there is an actual relationship, like, a lot of people focus on the religion part, and that's cool, calm, and collective, but I ain't focusing on that. It's where's your relationship at? Like, do you actually have a relationship, or is it just for the gram? Are you doing it for the gram, or, you know? So, but I had another interesting question, because I know for me specifically, when it comes to the anointing is your unique sound, right? That comes from God, right? Yeah. It's a sound that you give off, like your voice, which is also your perspective matters, right? Your voice gives off a specific type of sound or wave that impacts the world. And when I realized my anointing in God, or that I had an anointing, what happens is the anointing separates you from people. Like, have y'all ever had or felt separated when you started understanding the anointing? Because I know for me, I'd be like, some people would be like, yo, why are you acting like you high and mighty, or you know it all or something? And it's like, it's not that.
Right there, like, first of all, I never claim to know anything. And that be the part. One, like, that's the first step that, like, wait a minute. Like, me personally, when I tell you, I am like, there's so much knowledge in the world to where I literally keep trying to learn. And you could still never learn enough. And I feel like, I hate to say it, but the stupidest people are the people who think they know everything. Because if you genuinely think that you know everything on this world, something wrong with you. And so it baffles me when people say, I think I know everything. Well, I know for a fact it's not even possible, one. And two, that you think that highly of me to even assume that I could possibly know. I might know a lot about this specific subject because of the anointing that God gave me. I might be wise, like a lot of people might hit you with the, oh yeah, you sound real mature for your age, you got a lot of wisdom. Always. It is the mind of Christ. Exactly. It ain't me. And then folks like literally come at you like, I'm high and mighty. I really try to be humble, and like you said, like, we really try to, like, put ourselves down. Like, I really will try to, like, just not really try to let that light shine. Like how you say you walk into a room, like, I'll be trying to just, like, really chill in my little corner, and people will walk up to me like, you know, you got something. I can't really pinpoint what it is. Like, shout out to me, my job, because, like, you know, with the kids, he's like one of the fifth grade teachers, and he just like is an older dude, and he just like he called me superstar every day, like, cause he really came at me like with, you know, it's something about you, like you really, you used to be like, you used to be at the top of your class or something, like, what is that? And I'm just like, he really be hyping me up, but it's just like he sees the anointing on my life, and it really feel good to be seen and not like, you know, envy, because people will dead for real be like mad because you have that over your life, and some people yeah. really appreciate it. And so just like me trying not to really like make everybody feel small because I have it, it'll like really make me feel like, okay, maybe I don't really got it like that, because I'm not trying to be all of that. I mean, I don't really want to, you know, make nobody feel uncomfortable just sitting here, you know, talking about God so good every day, all day. Like, why is she so happy? Like, what you got to be happy about?
Everything.
But yeah, that's so wild. Like I can't even explain how much we in alignment, y'all. This is crazy. Cause folks literally be saying that all the time. You think you know everything. And I just be like, all right, let me end the conversation right there. Cause I can't even
yeah.
I can't even get on that frequency right now. Mm-mm. Your vibrations, it's not giving what it's supposed to give.
I agree. I was saying, I just seen a post today that said people will be jealous of who you are off rip if they lack some of those things that they may want. Like, for example, it literally said, why do people get mad at you for wanting to do better for yourself? For those people that say, oh, you reading books now? When you started doing that? Oh, you reading the Bible now? Oh, you starting to go to church now? Why you, like, what's up? Why are you questioning bettering myself? You have a problem with me bettering myself because you're uncomfortable with doing it for you? Or what is it? You don't want me to surpass my own mind? Oh. You don't want me to surpass my own limits? I have multiple limits. I have multiple limits, and you do too, but maybe I've gotten to the point where I realized that and you haven't, and that's okay. Mm. Everybody has their own path and their own life and their own everything. And it's almost like so many people entitle themselves to what someone else has going on because they're not ready to move up. They don't want you to move up. They don't want you to move up. When you get a blessing, it's crickets, silence. But when they get a blessing, they're like, where's my claps? Where's my woo-hoos? You was thinking about to beat me up for getting a new job. So I'm confused. Like, at this point,
you be scared to share the good news.
Right. And that's where that separation comes in at. Because once you start to develop and then you're around people that are not ready to accept development, it's going to be an automatic fence in between y'all, whether you want it or not. It's going to be an automatic fence. You're going to feel it no matter how much you don't want to stay on that other side of the fence. You're going to be forced to. Just like an electric fence. You're going to get stung every time you try to go over it. Wow. So why keep trying? Just stay on the side you're supposed to stay on, because you don't want to run into anybody's karma, like I just said the other day. You don't want to be stuck on nobody else's karma or whatever else they have to go through to get to. Because if you have already gone through it to get to it, it is not your place to always be there for someone else to reach a level that you've reached, because it may be too much for you, and that may slow you down from getting to your next level that you need to get.
Distractions. Wow.
Folks gotta realize you can't compete where you don't compare. We are not the same. Like you said, somebody praying for my problems, but some folks don't even know my problems and be asking to have what I have and do what I do. You don't know what I'm going through for you to be putting me on this pedestal, because what you think may be your ideal person, like I'm this perfect person. This is the lowest version of myself. Like when I get to that point, you, God won't give you a front row seat to really see what you thought you wanted, because you ain't the stuff that I'm gonna have to go through to get there. I don't think you want them problems for real. Mm. Like the stuff that I'm going through to become the better person, to get this personal development, it takes consistency. It ain't even about nothing else, because favor is attracted to consistency. The more that you sit there and try to put in the work, it's like, okay, you gonna take one step, gotta take five steps. And when somebody try to knock you back, like, y'all, I already got enough to go through. You trying to add on to my problems, God is gonna smack you down, like, all the way out of the park, because I already got enough I'm going through. He do not need you adding on to what he got for me. So just stay over there, stay in your lane, like she said, behind the fence, because again, once you focus on yourself, you can realize and really reflect on, okay, why is it that I'm not happy for this person? Why is it that I really am in the position that I am? Folks don't want to take accountability. And really, they're mad because you're accountable for yourself. I had to be accountable for the fact that I'm in this position, which is why I'm choosing to develop. Folks don't want to say that you're the reason that you're in that situation. You want to blame everybody else, blame this, blame that, blame mom, they blame me, dad, blame the environment, blame your sister, blame your cousin, blame your job, blame your education, when you're the problem. The only thing that you can control is you. If it was gonna rain tomorrow, it's gonna rain tomorrow. You cannot be sitting here moping and crying, like saying, oh yeah, no, it's so sad, it's been a rain, I can't even do this, I can't do that. No, get an umbrella and do what you gotta do. But don't be sitting here about worrying about stuff you can't control, because that worry is just gonna perpetuate more reasons for you to be complacent. And once you get into that spirit of complacency, it's really hard to get up out of that. It's really hard to be like, yeah, no, so-and-so did this to me, and they really doing this. So why are you around so-and-so then? Because you can choose not to be around somebody. You can choose where you go, what you do, who you talk to. You can block that number and let that be the reason. But you want to sit here and say, yeah, no, that's my family. Yeah, I love them. You can love them from a distance, because what you have on your life is way more important for you than to be dependent on the fact that, oh yeah, no, I have to be loyal to so-and-so and so-and-so, when you got to be loyal to yourself first. And if they can't respect that, then they not really there for you.
So, Ron, I have a question for you.
Talk to me.
I wanted to hear more of your anointing in a room when you get in there. What's like your most valuable anointment? I'm looking for
anointment appointment.
Basically, what's like your most valued or valuable realization of you being anointed? Like, what was the power moment for you so far? As far as having that anointing in a room full of people, because you've had many moments that I can speak of, but what could you bring?
What was the most powerful moment of my anointing?
Yes.
I mean, it's too many, but it's not even to boast on myself. It's just that I make this a mission every single day. But I actually saved somebody's life, like, and hurt it. So, my girlfriend, she had a friend that was a dancer, right? And he was already focused on killing himself.
Oh, God.
Right. And I guess she saw the signs, right? And she had to hit him up. So she hits him up or whatnot. And I'm in a room as well, so I'm trying not to, you know, be in it. But, like, I'm listening, and I'm like, dag, like, you know, I don't know the guy. I don't know if he's gonna, you know, want to hear me. So I'm not really saying nothing. So wifey, she's talking to him and trying to, you know, understand what's going on. And I think she mentioned, like, hey, my boyfriend is good with, you know, talking. Maybe he could help you through this situation. Mm-hmm. I said, me? At all?
Like,
me? So, so basically, we end up, you know, putting me on, and I'm a type of person, like, even if somebody tells me your situation, even though, you know, he probably knew that I listened to basically everything that he was saying to her, but I need to hear it again. And I need to hear it again only because I need you to understand that you're now talking to me.
Right.
And the reason why is because now we need to lock in. So I need you to understand that I'm hearing you. And not just, oh, he heard me, and, you know, nah, it's like, okay, we're actually locking in. You could hear my voice, so you could kind of sort of hear my body language. So I was very intentional with that. And, like, I was asking him questions that was leading to so much more that he didn't even realize what was going on. And as he kept talking, I just let God do his thing. Like, I don't be knowing what I'm going to say. I don't know how I'm going to say it, but it just, I let God. That's why I'm intentional with this, you know? When you are in your anointing, you can't play with it. You literally have to, like, do it with excellency. Like, you can't just sugarcoat it, or, you know, I'm going to do it good this day, and I'm going to half do it. Nah, it gotta be 3,000,000% every time. And this one time, I didn't know that he needed the words that was gonna come out of my mouth. And I started off with helping him understand that, number one, you're valuable, right? And number two, I'm gonna prove that you're valuable, right? And he was like, so bet, prove it. And I said, okay, so if you ended your life today, who would be the people who would be people that are impacted by it? And then he explained the people. Then I said, okay, cool. So if you ended your life and they are the people, how do you think they would feel? What are the things that you've done for them? Or what are the things that they've even done for you? You know, and we just kept talking and talking, and he was like, bro, I appreciate your conversation. I was like, what? I didn't even say much. I had you do all the answers. I ain't really, you know? And he was like, the reason why is because I don't know you from a hole in the wall. This is our very first conversation. And I was literally going to talk to my friend, which is my girl. I was going to talk to my friend, and I was going to, it didn't matter what she said, I was going to finish my Heineken or whatever he was drinking, and then I was going to end my life. I already had it mapped out. And he said, because of you, I now understand that I'm needed to stay on here a little longer.
Yeah.
And it was like, no. Oh, man. I was like, what?
Thank you, God.
Like I've seen... You know, my words, I want to say, impact people's lives and change people's lives and basically save their life, but I've never heard it from an individual say that. I've never really heard it. And he was literally like, it didn't matter what anybody said. If I wouldn't have opened my mouth, he would be gone today. Today, he's happy. He's dancing. He gets to talk to his parents again. Like, even with all the abuse and everything that went on, he understands now that he's stronger than everything that he went through. Like this is, and this is the topic for today. Like, passion, you know, for me, I believe that you gotta have a passion for the things hold on, give me 1 second.
Right. I was like, get a little background. We're going to edit part out. We're going to edit it part out. Heard a little background, but, and we're back.
And we are back.
So your perspective matters.
So, you got to have a passion for, like, so, okay. You have your anointing, right? The anointing is your unique sound from God, right? But in that, you're going to go through some things, right? To get your voice or to get that sound. And in order to get that sound, you discover passion, right? Right. And I believe, right, this is my definition. I know you guys have a different definition or maybe something similar. But I believe that for me, passion, and I got this from Sarah Jakes. She was stating that passion is not something that's just so cute and it's like, hey, I'm passionate about this. No, passion is something that you're willing to suffer for. Like, you're willing to suffer for. So it's like, you can't say I'm passionate about dancing, but you're not willing to go through the trials and tribulations that it comes with. You can't say I'm passionate of helping people, but then when people start to reject you and neglect you and misuse you and all these different things, that you're not willing to go through it. Like, you gotta be willing to go through the storm that comes with passion. You know, if you're not passionate about something, I'm not going to say you can't be good at it, but it's a different level of excellency that you give off. And that leads to your anointing, right? That leads to, I know I'm preaching, but you know.
Man, what I tell y'all, I was just like, you are definitely in we in alignment, because y'all, like, out of the five definitions of passion, the one that stood out to be the most and that felt like made the most sense out of all of them was when they were talking about the passion of Christ, which is the suffering and death of Jesus.
Right.
And really, if you, like you were saying, like, if you're not willing to die for it, like, are you really passionate about it? Like, you willing to suffer and die? Like, ooh. Jesus is passionate about it. That we are his passion. And yeah, if it's something like, again, like, I done ran out in the middle of the street for my dog, Lord. Like, that's my baby. Like, and so, like, I'm like, and the first definition was a strong and barely controllable emotion. So that one also was like my number two, because it was just like something that you really can't control. Like, you automatically do it. Like, and it's just like it jumps on you. And you gotta do it. You, like, you're not even questioning it. It ain't even a thought in the back of your mind. Like, how passionate we are about helping people. Like, it don't even come. It's not even something that you have to think about. It's almost like a second nature. Like, you're really your first nature. Like, automatically, I'm a think about what it is that I'm doing, because I'm passionate about it, because that's what I'm willing to do. Like, I know that at the end of the day, I can say that I fulfilled my life because I did what I'm passionate about. Like, I really, you know, I'm really like that, and I'm really there for this. I'm really doing it. Like, I'm here, we here, we doing it. We're passionate because, yeah, like, a thing that arouses your enthusiasm, you know, and it's not just like, it again, it makes you happy. Like, it really, like, we here, we want to talk about what our passion is, and we already know the answer to that question. But, like, just really, it's real intense. Like, you just, like, you feel it. Like, I don't know, y'all can't see my face, but just squeeze it all together, and yes, like, oh, I gotta do this, and I feel good about doing it, and I'm gonna keep doing it, even though it might hurt, I might get some scratches along the way, bump, bruises, I don't care. As long as I can do this, I'm here for it, and really just, like, feeling that emotion is one of the strongest emotions of human beings. Like, when people talk about love,
mm-hmm.
right.
Like, what really is that to you if you're not willing to die for that thing? Like, you talk about you love something, if you're not willing to sit there and sacrifice everything, then how can you genuinely say that you love that thing?
True.
Or that person, you know?
So I got a question for you, all right? As you were saying that, the word that came to my mind was confidence, right? And when we talk about passion, I guess I could just make up the statement, you know, it's, I don't think I've heard this from anybody, but I believe that when you are passionate about something, that doesn't always mean that you're confident. Like, I think some of us might mix it up where we might think that if I'm passionate about something, I'm absolutely confident. But I think when you're passionate, you're not always, and I'm not going to say that is never, but you're not always confident. And sometimes one of the storms or the battles that you face of, you know, wanting to be passionate about something is not being confident about it. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. Yeah.
You might be scared. You might very well be scared. And I'm sorry. That's just how you say it. Like, you scared? Yeah, no, I'm scared. I'm genuinely scared. I really am. I really do want to help this person, but I'm scared they might just chop my head off if I say anything to them. But at the end of the day, being courageous is not the absence of fear. It is acting in the presence of fear, despite, you know, whatever the situation may be. And I believe that, you know, when you are passionate about something, it does take a lot of courage to act on stuff, like you said, in some situations, because you might genuinely just be like, I don't know if I can do this. You might not be 100% confident about it. Like, should I do it? Maybe, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Like, sometimes you got to make that sacrifice and put your the fear to the side, because it's really, you know, just it be in your head. Like, it's really in your head. It's not like a physical wall. It's not like a dog barking at you. But it's literally that scary. Like, some things are more scarier than being chased by.
What's your perspective, Jazz, on that? Like, as far as like being passionate about something but not necessarily confident. Do you agree with that or you disagree? What's your perspective?
I agree completely. Because there's so many things that God will tell us to do, and you know that it's coming from God, but you may not even know how to start it. For example, our podcast, my business, your business, Tarian, your regular, your other businesses run. We didn't know how the heck to start, when the heck to start it, who to talk to, if we need to talk to anybody. At first, it was just like, okay, I have this idea, but how am I going to execute it?
Mm-hmm.
And God just wants you to say, okay, I have this idea, and I'm going to execute it. No matter how I'm going to be able to do it, I'm going to be able to do it, because God says, trust him in the end. Do you trust me? Okay, so I'm giving you this, and I need you to have that faith. As long as you have that faith, I will be able to do whatever it is that needs to be done. But faith without work is vain.
It is.
So is that, it goes right back to having that passion. And then not knowing, you can have a passion for something, but if you don't act on it, it don't even matter what you're passionate about. It doesn't even matter. Because if you're not even trying, because you're that scared, which God does not give us fear at all. God does not give us the spirit of fear. That comes strictly from flesh and flesh only. And flesh is what? Sin. And that's
hello.
It. God does not give us that.
Ooh, that's the one. He did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Folks, really, like, you don't understand controlling your mind, having the right mindset. Like, you really gotta, like, the devil is a liar. He is going to tell you that you can't do this. He's going to tell you that, there's no way, form, or fashion that you can start no podcast. Like, what are you talking about? Like, who do you think you are? Like, you're nothing. and he's guaranteed to be a liar. He's the king of lies. He's the king of deceit. And he's going to put things and make you think that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. But God said, not only am I going to do what you want, I'm going to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that you can ask or think. You can't even fathom what God is going to do. So the moment that you step out on faith, he gonna meet you there, and he gonna beat you there. Like, you gonna get propelled in ways that you didn't even think about being propelled, because you again were listening to that uncontrollable spirit in you to do what you need to do, because again, you don't know what it's for. Mm. You don't know who it's for. He put the seed in you, he put it on your heart, but like, yeah, it might just be just to tell your story, but you didn't know it was going to turn into a podcast. You didn't know it was going to be, you were going to be surrounded by accountability partners. You didn't know that you were going to be elevated. You didn't know that it was going to make you get a different drive. It was going to separate you from other people. It was going to do everything that you needed it to do. And then some.
That part.
So, I know you guys gave y'all definition of passion. I just kind of wanted to, it was kind of crazy because all of us have, like we all are saying, an alignment in what we think. And I believe on my end, passion is your willingness to feel what God has for you to feel for what your life is to be, if that makes sense. I wrote it down kind of, it's your willingness to receive the feelings that come from God for your life calling. So okay. It's like the sacrificing, the hurt, the pain, the growing pains, the development, the mental development, physical development, spiritual development. All of that goes into all of that. It goes back to saying, faith without work won't work.
Good.
If you're gonna, just like y'all are saying, that passion, if you're not working towards that, if you're not sacrificing, if you're not showing that you're willing to do what you want to do for whatever you're passionate for, might as well just not even be passionate for it.
And you know what's so deep about that, right? Because I guess I'm kind of putting some bullet points together with passion, right? And I put, passion doesn't always come with confidence, right? But passion must come with faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Woo! So the reason why passion must come with faith is because with everything that you're going through, if you have faith, it helps you see the vision. Now, there's some people that may misuse, I'm passionate about this, to, I want to say this right, they're not necessarily passionate, but they're more so like, it's not the right word, but it's kind of like they're addicted to their situation, right? Mm-hmm. So, I really want to say this right, because this is like so deep, right? There's some people that they misuse passion, and they think that they're passionate about this thing, but they're not necessarily passionate about it. It's just something they're used to. It's something they're used to. So because of that, what happens is when you actually go through something that you're just used to, and something changes its course or might not be going the way that you thought it would, that's that storm that comes in. If you're not necessarily truly passionate about it, you won't see the vision. You'll be like, oh my God, this is not it. But because of the fact that I have the faith in this, I might not be confident that I have the strength to get through this, but I have the faith that I'm just going to get through it. Yes. I might not have the confidence that, you know, hey, it might not be done in a week, but whenever that time is, I just have enough confidence that it will be done. Mm-hmm. So I believe, like I said, passion doesn't always come with confidence, but it must come with faith, because faith is going to lead you to the vision, right? And that vision is going to make the situation make a lot more sense of you going through it. Some people are like, you know, why am I going through this? Like, oh my God. When you're passionate about it, it's like, nah, those are my kids. What? I'll take a bullet for them. Like, what? You crazy.
Nah. Like, and then to really, reiterate that in the Bible, that does say it's right division, make it plain. And it may Terry might, you know, go off course, but take it and run. Just to pretty much sum it up, it says take the vision and run. It didn't say walk with it. It didn't say hold the vision in your hand and look at it. It said run. Like, you're literally running for your life towards that vision. And I think what Jazz was saying about faith without works being dead, and you talking about, you know, having that faith and confidence and really being willing to believe in it, it leads into my question for you guys. Like, what is something that you sacrificed in the name of your passion?
Oh.
Relationships.
That's the number one right there. That's that part right there. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, wouldn't want to be or be with you.
Yep.
Relationships, whether it's that family, friends, or lovers. Mm. Because what did I just tell y'all I had to do? Leave a friend. And what I just get?
Oh, yeah.
A job.
Oh, yeah. A job. Yes. Instantly. You don't know what. You got to make room for the blessings. And you can't. God can't bless you if you got too much stuff filling up your space. Like, what you need?
Too much. Just literally, as soon as I ain't even actively. Or I didn't even verbally disconnect myself from this person. I actively did it. I spiritually did it. Then the next morning, hey, I have an offer for you to stay here with us if you're interested in that.
Yeah.
You just started that job 2 days ago, right?
I just started yesterday. They're like, I know this job was only a week long, but we need you. So are you interested in this? Yeah, very much so. And it's like, when I say God is so funny, and I it's so crazy because I would say things to my mom and like just people about God and how funny he is, because the way that he blesses me, it's almost like he'll do it in the way that I desire it, but in his own way, of course, right?
Right.
And I had said to my mom one time, I was in a car with her, and I said, Mom, I just wish God could just send me a letter with all the answers I need. I just wish he could send me a letter. I just wish he would just sit down on my bed and talk to me. And this was just a few years ago, guys, and I was job searching, looking for a job. I had went into an interview like that same week, and the lady hired me before I even had my interview, but I didn't know. She had already emailed me my offer letter, emphasis on letter, before I even sat down. As soon as I walked in, she was like, your energy was just so amazing. I went ahead and gave you the job before you even had your interview, but I wanted to wait until after your interview to tell you I already gave you the job. She was like, I already sent your offer letter. I just wanted to see what you had to say. And I was just like, God, you were so funny, because I just asked you for a letter and you sent it, you know, in the way that I desired it at that moment.
And you,
God, go ahead.
You know what's interesting about that is, I also feel like that was also a test, because God will promise us things and we could, it has our name. It's literally got our name on it.
Oh my God, yeah.
And all we got to do is walk through the door or get through this little situation or this little task, and we got it. And I feel like in your situation, it was also a test, because it's like, even though you got the job, but you could have very, very much, very much destroyed that blessing by acting, like they say, you acting up, like acting ratchet or whatever, cursing like crazy, you know, going, whatever, like just talking out your mouth. Like, it's just, you can literally just mess it up. Like, we don't want to have a blessing that we're promised. And I think people mess this up because they think that just because God promises us a blessing or tells us that we're going to get blessed, that we can't ruin it. Oh yeah. We could very much ruin that blessing.
Matt, she gonna be like, oh, you're not ready.
You thought you was getting that, you know?
Yeah, no, it was a typo, my bad.
Look, you didn't be like, backspace.
Yo, that is hilarious, man. That's crazy. It was something I was gonna ask y'all.
You said relationships.
So for me, relationships, tremendously, specifically with me and my pops. And I know eventually my pops gonna hear this, but you know, we always have deep conversations, so this is nothing new to what we talk about. But like, it's very challenging because I'm an entrepreneur. And the way I do things, especially now, right, I'm a person that I adapt to the environments and I adapt to, you know, life in general. So it's like what was done before my time is either slowing up or obsolete or not being done at all now, right? And being passionate about these things, I had to sacrifice at one point even talking to my father. Like, me and him was talking every single day. Actually, my father and my mother. I used to speak to them every single day. Like, if I don't talk to nobody else, if my phone is dry, best believe the numbers that, like, what's that saying? If I look in your contact list, and I look at the last, let's just say 10 numbers, that's going to determine the type of person that you are in a way because of who you talk to all the time. And I'm just like, well, I talk to my mother and father. Like, that's what it was, you know? So I was talking to them like every single day. It was either I talk to my mom first, then my pops, I talk to my pops, then my mom, then I do it again the same day or every day after that. And it got to a point where they didn't see the vision. Man.
Yes. Oh, like, my God. Same.
Woo! They didn't see where I was going with this. You know, it was like I'm telling them, it's kind of like saying, hey, I'm about to save the world with this formula. And they're like, I raised you. So who are you? I know you a good child because you my child, but you ain't that good of a child. I'm just, you know, but I had to literally sacrifice. And this is, it was, can I be, Ronald, do I have your permission to make you uncomfortable? Yes. Yes, you do. So right. This is, I gotta get deep and uncomfortable. So I think about, like, if my relationship is not going well with my parents, I think about, hey, if this is the last time me speaking to them, I don't want to end it with, I don't want to end it in a bad note, right? Yeah. But as I kept talking to my parents, I had to understand, I had to let that kind of thing go because that was putting me in more of a funk. And I was more so trying to savor the relationship as if it was being destroyed and it wasn't. So I had to say, you know what? I'm not going to call them every day. Because the energy that they was giving me was not supportive at all. Oh my God. Like that for me, when she said relationships, it just, Because specifically, just with my parents alone, there's so many people in my life that I had to sacrifice not being cool with or not talking to or no longer being around. But specifically with my mom, my mother and my father, they were the biggest two because they were people that obviously you want to see them forever. You never want to see them gone or whatnot. And thank God I still have both my parents. But in that season, I felt like I was tremendously alone. Like, I felt like I, like, they couldn't see me for what I was worth. Even though I'm your child, but they couldn't grasp that I was such a valuable thing, you know? Man, y'all not about to get me to cry on today. Don't do that. but yeah, it was... I really felt alone because my father is a person that he always talks about God, especially now with everything that he went through. He just pushes me to, he pushes me hard, like because I'm his only son. You know, I have two other sisters on the side, but he treats them gentle. And he just, like, kicks me in the back every time, like, yeah, you can take that. Like, I'm just like, Dad, can you lighten up? Like, I can't breathe, you know? But I understand it because it is a father's love, and you do expect the best. But in those seasons, sometimes I just didn't need you to be – it's kind of sound crazy, but it's like – I didn't need you to be a father in that moment. I just needed you to be supportive. Just needed you to hear me, you know? And then my mom, she just was, she makes things so big of a deal, like bigger than what it is. And it's like, Ma, if you don't, Ma, don't make me. I tell her this all the time. I be like, Ma, don't make me take off my belt. Like, you really about to make me take off my belt. But just with those two energies alone, I felt I didn't feel the love, I guess, that I needed, or the support that I needed, and that was something that I had to sacrifice. Like, hey, if I never see them again, I had to give up. You know, trying to please them for doing what I'm passionate about, right? What I said, passion is something that you're willing to suffer for. Yeah. Oh, I was suffering. Oh, I was suffering, you know? So that was something that I definitely had to go through. I like that question, by the way.
I'm my own question, because when y'all say relationships, it was really, it made me reflect to like the relationship with myself, the older of me. I had to let her go. And it's really hard because you gotta you taking accountability and really and doing inventory, like writing down what are my bad habits. And what are things that I want to replace these bad habits with is like the epitome of breaking up with somebody that you just really didn't want to break up with. Like, oh, I love that person, having so much fun. But in order to get to the success that I want, you got to get up early. You can't keep procrastinating. You can't, you know, be complacent. You can't sit there and want to be, you know, around everybody and really want to please everybody, because that person didn't get you what you wanted. Like, yeah, it feel good, but when you successful, it's gonna feel even better. So just like breaking up with the older version of myself is in order for me to go after what I'm really truly passionate about. It's like it's a everyday battle. Like, it's an everyday struggle. Like I said, like, the devil will sit there and try to tell you, you are this, you are that. What do you mean? You've been doing this, you've been doing that. And like you said, like, people will see you as that version of yourself, even though you're trying to become better, this, that, and the other, they're not going to let you forget about that one time that you borrowed some money from them, and now you sitting here talking about you finna be a millionaire? Clearly, you know, something might be wrong with you, but it's not nothing wrong with you. You really are just becoming a completely different person. So that relationship of my old self and just really my mindset and having that level of comfortability, like just letting it go, like you got, that's really what is that you need to sacrifice. Like for me, that's my, oh, I gotta let that go. I gotta sacrifice the old version of myself because that person was very much comfortable. Very much did not, nobody asked for permission to make me uncomfortable, because you straight, you good, you can get you a good little job, you got a degree, you ain't gotta worry about nothing. But at the same time, I am not that, even I don't want that. As much as it might be good enough for, you know, that version of myself, that's not who I really want to be. So I'm gonna let that person go and really step into a place of I'm back at square one, because that's what entrepreneurship is. That's what, you know, helping other people consists of. You don't have nothing to go off of but your consistency to yourself, like your dedication to yourself. And at that point, it's just like, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Right.
I have a question for y'all.
I like the questions.
Do I have the permission to make you both uncomfortable?
Yeah, I see him sitting in his chair. I'm already, I'm prepared.
I'm with it.
So, since we're talking about passion, since we're talking about separation, since we're talking about growing, outgrowing, all of that, when do y'all realize that you are within or living in someone else's passion? I'll say it again. When do you realize you are living within or just a part of or in someone else's passion or their dream a little bit too much than you should be? Because there's really nothing wrong with being in someone else's passion, but to the point where you're extending too much.
So for me, I have to say I can't relate to that. And the reason why I say that is because I think, and this is just my perspective, because, you know, my perspective matters. Wink, wink, wink. I believe that when you are in someone else's passion or overextending yourself more so in someone else's, you don't know who you are. And I feel like for a very long time, that's been my journey of getting to know who I am. And I'm not going to say I mastered it since young, but I just had this vibe of wanting better for myself. And I've just been stuck on that. So being in somebody else's, the only way I can fully relate to that is just working a job. It's just like, okay, I'm just working this job and helping somebody, you know, helping somebody else's dream, and I have all these other dreams just sitting there, like, bruh, like.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not
so,
doing
that. And so in terms of you know, working a job, then yes, I've I would have to say, like, even though what I'm doing now is it's like a temp work, temp agency. Where I'm not really held down to a job, but it's still labor work, right? And these people, because we're temps, they treat us like we're basically invalid. So they're like, hey, even though we told you that you're here to work for 8 hours and the pay is like $14, $15 or whatever an hour, we have something to do and we're going to get paid regardless if we finish early or not. So we're going to finish early and not worry about you. Mm-hmm. And I was just telling my girl this, literally, we just had a conversation today and yesterday about this. Like, we just have to focus more on ourselves because,
I agree.
Like, I realized how much time, like, I did at one point, I did a triple shift, right, twice before, in the last month, right? And then in the last month also, I've worked like 16 days straight. Ooh. And in those days, two of those days were doubles. So it's like I'm putting in all this effort for them, but I want financial freedom. There's no way I'm going to have financial freedom giving them one of my most valuable assets, which is time. Yeah. There's no way.
The math ain't math.
It's just not. Maybe I failed algebra or something, but it's just not. 1 + 1 is just not making 2 for some reason. I don't understand. So I in that sense, it's just really like, hey, you know you're valuable. Quit playing on your potential and just go for it, right? I think you were saying about this earlier, Jazz, and I had to write this quote down. It said, the secret of getting ahead is to get started.
Yes.
And it's like, we get so mixed up with that, where to start. Many times it don't even matter. It's just about like, hey, if you want something, just start something. Exactly. Get the name, do the research, connect to a person, go outside and get your mind right. Whatever you got to do, whatever it is, you'll know a thing, right? Even though it's not, it might not be the exact step to actually getting the whole process done, but at least you're able to, get the whole general process of, you know, incorporating, you know, maybe your mental, maybe that's probably why you're not, you know, taking action because you're fearful. So I need to get my mind right, you know, or I got to let go of toxic energies or toxic relationships, you know, or even toxic habits, you know, or even viewing toxic things, you know, it's all these different things play a major part. So for me, it's that. You know, that's been my my uncomfortableness.
I agree.
I can definitely concur with that. Kind of touched on it on the last question, just as far as like, yeah, no, you know, going to college. I wouldn't say I wasted 4 years because, you know, that knowledge is, you know, it's still gonna be there, but I feel like if I spend that exact same 4 years on myself, the amount of energy and time and effort that I put into getting that degree, definitely would probably be a millionaire. And so it's just like living in the passion of, I mean, like my parents wanted me to like, okay, you need to go to college and get a good job so you can be set for life. Like, yeah. I respect that. I understand that, like the security of that and the, you know, the sureness of, okay, at least you'll be able to do what you need to do. But at the same time, I would rather, you know, struggle to do my dreams than to, you know, easily just go ahead and, like you said, just go to work every day, do what I do. Cause I don't play around what I'm doing. Like me personally, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to do my best at it because that's just the type of person that I am. And so knowing that I'm at whatever job, they default might not give me no raise. They might give me a dollar raise after I working for them for a whole year and you doing all this extra work and you being the best, you know, coworker, employee, supervisor, whatever case may be, and it don't mean nothing. It ain't doing, it's, you know, you can't take that nowhere. You promote and then you getting more people to come to them it ain't no bonus, ain't none of that, ain't nothing like it's not like it's literally you're doing all of this when you could be putting the energy towards yourself, and it's just like you sitting there looking like I could literally all I be thinking about is like I could literally be working on these logos, some promo videos, some content right now. Like this is taking up a nice chunk of my time. And I really just be like, okay, I'ma make sure that if I'm doing this, I'm gonna put the same amount of energy into myself because yeah, no, it ain't even finna go down like that. Y'all can't even play with me like that. If I don't get but like 4 hours of sleep, it's gonna have to be what it is because I really still have to put that same type of energy into what I'm passionate about. Because you know, sitting here and be like, yeah, I let your passion control me, yeah, a little bit, but I'm letting my passion control me too.
Amen.
Because it is what it is. You know, you gotta do what it is, do what it do. You know, run up that check real quick, and. Let that be what it is, and still put in like I was saying, like you might have your 9 to 5, but make sure you put your 16 on yourself, okay? Because you like you said, time is the most valuable asset. You cannot get that back. Like you might you working this many hours a day, you got to sleep this many hours a day. It's only a certain amount of hours. Like these last couple of days, I ain't even been trying to be on Instagram like that. I accidentally deleted it, trying to open up some stores so I can go through and do some more videos and stuff. And I'm just like, if the time just be flying, I'm just like, you know what? I don't even got time to scroll through one video because that 1 minute, they really be tricking you. Like, they'll really trick you into you 15 minutes done going by. You think you're watching a couple videos, not in that 15 minutes. I could have listened to another chapter of this audiobook. I could have listened to this podcast. I could have went and researched this and typed that up or sent this email. But, like, we get so sidetracked and, like, just trying to take a break from, oh, yeah, no, I'm so tired because I had to do this, this, and this. But, like, as long as you don't let the other people's passion control you and really make sure that you dedicate your time to yourself, you gonna win. Like you still winning. Like don't really be like, oh yeah, no, just because I'm here and I work towards a passion mean that I can't really do what I need to do. You can do it. You can do everything. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's my bar. Like the word can't is not in my vocabulary because I can do all things. Like nothing is impossible. I'm possible.
You just gotta, you just missing the space in the middle, right? Literally. I would answer the question, however, I have the same answers y'all have. Just to add on to that, just a little bit. My issue, kind of, with like living in someone else's passion. Once you tell me you want to do something, I don't do it anymore. But I used to find myself doing the things that you need to do for your stuff. That makes sense. So like, for example, my brother, he started a clothing line a few years ago. And I had started his website for him because I knew he didn't know how to do it. And I had to stop myself. And I'm like, this isn't my business. Like, he needs to learn how to do these things the same way I learned how to do them, because then he's never going to know how to make a website.
Right.
I just enable him. And then for one of his birthdays, I had bought him like 16 shirts to start him out for like the fall, his fall season. He still had, to this day, have not used those shirts. And that was years ago.
Come on, bro.
He still, to this day, has not put nothing on them shirts, not sold, not one of them. And granted, I didn't spend that much money on it, but still, I believed in him so much. I believe in people's passion so much that I will sacrifice my own money, my own time for your stuff. And I had to realize, Jasmine, you got your own dreams and your own passion and your own things that you want to do. It's not saying that you're pushing him to the side or anything, but How is he gonna grow if he don't do nothing himself? How is he gonna, how is anybody that I believe in gonna do those things if I'm just, oh, I could do it, I could do it, I could do it. Actually, I can, but I'm not going to. Because you should want to know those things for yourself. I can help where I feel like I should, but that's about it. And that's my spiel for that question. And I'm thanking you guys for letting me make you uncomfortable.
No, for real. I can attest to that too. I done had a similar situation, but I ain't even the one. I need, like, when I tell you, like, by the time it's valuable, I'ma test you and see, because I'm gonna give you the steps. I might not do it, like, you gonna ask me, you gonna say you wanna do this, you passionate about it, I'm gonna test you. Cause if you're not willing to sacrifice something, you don't want it for real. If you really not really willing to put in the work, do the research, I'll meet you halfway. If you can do step 1, 2, and 3 that I tell you to do, that's, you know, should be simple enough, then okay, then I can like support you along the way, blah, blah, but if you're not passionate enough about it to go through those first three steps, then I know for a fact that me doing the first three steps for you is not going to make it happen.
Right.
Mm. Or doing the next three steps. Yes.
Yes, literally that.
Like, the t-shirt still sitting there for me.
Still sitting there. And sorry, whenever you see this, but yes, I'm mad that you ain't did nothing with them shirts, boy. On them shirts this year, you know,
it's all love.
The stink face for me. Oh my shit.
Be real.
Nah.
Like, you gonna start your clothes? Like, we finna see how you really want to do it. All right, man. I'm do it do this. Set your website up. Nah, bro. You better go to YouTube University.
Okay.
Find yourself safe too.
We're gonna end this, but I want to end it on this note, and then I'm gonna pass it over. We have to, as passionate as we are, as anointed as we are, we have to understand that it is not our place to make somebody want to do something.
Yes.
But it is our place to sow the seed. That's it. You sow the seed, and you might not be the one to water it.
It is
you what might not be the one to give it the shot.
I agree.
But as long as you planted that seed, that's it.
I agree.
You know, I had to. Let me tell you, we could go on that one, like right there. But I've learned that the hard way. You know. But this has definitely been an amazing conversation. A lot of uncomfortable talks, great questions going on. I love your perspective. Family, I want you to understand a different light on anointing and a different light on passion on today. I hope that you guys was able to grab that. As we end, like, subscribe, and follow the podcast, Your Perspective Matters. We're going to drop that link. But we're going to allow Jazz to end it on today. Give the alley-oop, the whoop. Do your thing, Jazz. There we go.
Okay, guys, so I'm going to end it with the quote. I got this idea from my brother. I was actually going to say the quote in the middle of our wonderful conversation, but it was so wonderful and powerful, I had to just save it for later, and that's okay. You know, it's like a little dessert, if you will. So the quote of today, guys, is, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for life that is less than the one you are capable of living. So do not settle for anything less than what you are passionate for. Okay?
Ooh, let's get it. That's fire.
Right. And this one, Your Perspective Matters about your life. Don't let anyone else's perspective matter about the things that you can do for your
don't forget to live it.
All right, we'll see y'all next time on Your Perspective Matters.
Bye. you.